In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. So Microsoft has some big plans to put its lobbying and financial muscle behind a long-shot technology. In an effort to address the digital divide between big U.S. cities and rural areas, Microsoft is expected to announce support for a so-called TV white space technology that specifically taps into unused television bandwidth. Here with the very latest is The Wall Street Journal's Jay Green, joining us via Skype from Seattle. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Tanya.
So, Jay, this is different. TV white space technology. Let's break it down so we understand it. How would this work? How would telecoms use that spectrum?
So this is effectively unused bandwidth over, you know, the UHF and VHF channels. So it's space essentially between the channels that folks might use when they're receiving signals via, via airwaves.
This is basically a result of the digital divide between, you know, big U.S. cities and rural areas. Is broadband access very underserved in these areas? How much so?
Yeah, so, and colleagues of ours did a big piece about this about a month ago, talking about the digital divide. But something like 23 million Americans lack what the FCC describes as fast internet access, and that's sort of with a minimum download speed of about 25 megabits a second. And honestly, for anyone who lives in the city, 25 megabits a second doesn't seem fast at all. Most cities have speeds about four times that. And so this is one of a number of different efforts to try and decrease or eliminate that digital divide.
And this would be an entirely new national infrastructure proposal. I understand Microsoft will be looking to work with the Trump administration and Congress to really push this in a big way.
Yeah, and the Trump administration has said it wants to roll out a national infrastructure plan. And, you know, for most folks, that means, you know, roads and bridges. But there is some discussion about including technology as well. And Microsoft, among others, wants the Trump administration to latch on to, you know, trying to resolve the digital divide. And it's proposing using TV white spaces to help fill that gap.
So you see why Microsoft is pushing for this. You see the need for it in rural areas. If you're not Microsoft, say if you're the broadcast industry, might you have some other thoughts, some other concerns here?
Well, and in fact, they do, of course, right? The broadcast industry is very opposed to this, and they're opposed to it for a number of reasons. The biggest of which seems to be that there is concern that using that TV white space will interfere with signals that folks use to watch television. So that's one issue. The other is, you know, the TV spectrum itself is expensive. And essentially what Microsoft is advocating is that the government give that away to companies in order to provide this access. Because the problem with providing access to rural America is that it's just really darn expensive. Mm-hmm. And even TV white spaces, which, you know, Microsoft suggests is the least expensive way to address the issue, would cost between $10 and $15 billion to provide access to the distant reaches of the country. But I mean, you know, if you use something like fiber optic cable, again, by Microsoft estimates, but I don't know, there are many folks who disagree with this, it would be between $45 billion and $65 billion to do that. So it's enormously expensive.
It's also a newer concept in the U.S. It hasn't exactly hooked just yet. But I understand Microsoft has financially backed white space efforts abroad. How are those efforts going?
Yeah, so Microsoft does have some of these efforts in other countries. The regulations are a little bit different there. The use of the TV bandwidth is a little bit different there. But Microsoft has put its money behind these efforts in places like Kenya and Colombia and the Philippines. And, you know, it seems to be working in those areas. Microsoft says those efforts have helped prove a business model that could be applied in the U.S. as well.
We're speaking to The Wall Street Journal's Jay Green about Microsoft's new efforts in TV white space technology. You're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We know you well, you who became a multimillionaire at 43 and you who was born one. We know you who loses sleep over how your kids will deal with inheriting a fortune. and you no longer getting a paycheck, but not needing one either. And also you, who doesn't have to work but can't help not to, you serial entrepreneur, you. At BNY Mellon Wealth Management, we know because we know you well, and that gives us the necessary insight to help you grow, protect, and transfer your wealth. BNY Mellon is the corporate brand of the Bank of New York Mellon Corporation and its subsidiaries.
Thanks for joining us. So if Microsoft plays its cards right, is there a scenario here where this kind of tech can actually be catalyzed right here in the U.S.?
Well, I think Microsoft believes that. Whether or not it actually can happen is a whole other matter, because this really isn't the most popular or topical technology. Microsoft has been at this, and others too, for almost a decade. And, you know, as the broadcast industry likes to point out, it hasn't really taken hold here. You know, Microsoft thinks times are different. They think the technology has proven itself. But, you know, I think it's, in some sense, I think it's a long shot approach for Microsoft to be successful in this bid.
We'll leave it right there. Jay Green, thank you as always.
Hey, thank you, Tana.
For more on Jay Green's coverage of all things Microsoft, head to wsj.com/tech. This has been The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more insights, enable the Wall Street Journal skill on any device with Amazon Alexa. Get all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.